a lot of people have heard about the housing crisis in our town, and some of the people best able to work on it are coming to Honolulu with the U.S. Conference of Mayors. It's been raining steadily. Everything is soaked. The last two sweeps sent tarps and tents up Ilalo Street, now fronting the UH Med School. Never seen this group before. Three, maybe 13-year-old boys. John Kaulupali is one of the leaders of Kapo'e o Kaka'ako, the People of Kaka'ako, an organization of homeless living in that area.
Right now,
I'm on the sidewalk. Okay. Our things are on the grass, but literally we're on the sidewalk.
There's a ratty lineup of tents and canopies, a tarp here, two carts with a tarp in between, even just plastic tied to a tree.
We're the diehard guys out here. You know, we're not stubborn. I've been through three shelters already, so I know what it's like to be in any one of those three shelters.
So what do you do?
I've been wanting to do something like this for so long.
Something like what?
Well, like what we're doing now. Building community, building relationships, and the challenges are getting the people to unite. All these people want to be alone, doing their own thing. I can understand. It started off with just two people, John and John. You know, we would just go and pick up rubbish just because about who are we to ask anybody, hey, come. Come join us.
Why?
Yeah, because we're asking for a piece of land, a small parcel, where we can start building a community and building relationships with that community.
Traditional kauhale, Hawaiian homes, were a compound of both private and shared spaces. With that vision in mind, people started coming around for the weekly cleanups. Some joined the neighborhood watch. Leaders emerged, and they attended neighborhood board meetings.
Our board was really impressed by what they were doing.
Ryan Tam is the chair of the Waikiki Kaka'ako Neighborhood Board.
When we first talked to them, they had about 40 people who had committed to move out there. And then a few weeks later, they had actually gotten 80 people to sign up.
Lieutenant Governor Josh Green is leading the search for a suitable location. Meanwhile, ideas tackling homelessness at the National Mayor's Conference include recognizing housing as crucial infrastructure. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.